fresh water and salt water. Water covers over 3/4 of the Earth's surface. Most of the water is in the seas and oceans. Fresh water falls from the clouds as rain, ice, and snow. It falls on the land, seas, and oceans. On the land, rainwater collects in lakes, rivers, and dams. Rainwater can make a small puddle or a strong, rushing river. Water can also be found deep underground. People sometimes bring the water to the surface to use. Sea water is salty, but many plants and creatures live in it. Did you know? Salt in the sea comes from minerals in rocks. The minerals wash off the rocks into the sea. The water circle. Water melts up into the sky and back down to the land again. This is called the water circle, and it is happening all the time. When the sun warms the top layer of water on land and in the oceans, some of this water turns into water vapor. Did you know rain falling from the clouds is fresh water? 2. The water vapor rises high in the sky. When it cools, it turns into tiny water droplets that make clouds. 3. The wind blows the clouds ever higher, and the droplets get louder. They join together to make drops of water which fall as rain. Rain falls in the land and the oceans. 4. On land, the rain sinks into the ground. It also runs into streams and lakes. How does the water circle work? You will need a fish tank or large jar with a lid or cover, small rocks and sand and some plants, a small dish of water, gardening gloves, a cross. What to do? One fill the tank in order, rocks and salt, plants, and a small dish of water. Did you know many plants lost all water through their leaves? They give water back to the water circle. 2. Stand the tank in a sunny place and put on the lid. 3. Watch the water circle happen. What happens to the water? Question. The sun had makes the water circle happen. But in wind, the air around the earth is always moving. The sun has the earth's surface and warms the air above it. The warm air rises and cool air sweeps in a take its place. High up in the sky, the air cools and skins to the earth. The moving air makes wind. Wind can be a gentle breeze or a strong tornado. Water, wind, and the weather. The sun, water, and wind make the weather. There are all kinds of weather on the earth. Weather is sunshine and rain. Warmth, the cold, gentle breeze, and strong winds. Weather is also snow and fog. Water and wind can make fancy storms. Water changes. Water can change into salt forms. When it is very cold, water freezes and turns into ice. Air is trapped in the ice, which makes it lighter than water, so it floats. When it is very cold and there is no wind, the water in the air becomes too heavy and skins to the ground. When it touches the ground, it makes a layer of ice crystal called springs. Did you know hailstones can be as big as tennis balls? They can do a lot of damage. Very high up in the clouds, water droplets freeze and turn into ice. The ice drops into together inside the clouds and get much bigger. They fall to the earth as hail. When water vapor freezes, it turns into ice crystal which fall from the clouds. If the air is very cold, the crystals into together to form of snow black keys. Water for living. Almost all coast that live in land need fresh water to drink. People need to drink lots of fresh water. Example, it's not hot weather and when it's icing. Did you know about 2/3 of water body is made up of water? Plants also need water to live and grow. Some plants live in water. Other hands have long roots that find fresh water deep underground. It places where it is always dry and hot. There are special plants that hold water in the tracks of leaves. Wind for living. Many plants need wind to scatter their seeds from place to place. Wind also carries smells to animals to that, so that they can find food and water. Birds use the wind to help them fly the kite. Did you know elephants use their trunks to smell water from every far away? People also use the wind from many things, horses. Water and wind can change the shape of the land. Water scrubs away soft rock, leaving waterfalls, valleys, and cave oases, and winds wear away coast and make difference. Rock shapes. First winds can make huge setdowns in the desert and wear away mountains. The energy of water and wind can be dangerous to people, but water and winds also help us. They are powerful natural forces that splash our world.